Hello, and I'm Wang Zilani at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Bush says yesterday's House rejection of the financial rescue plan is not the end of the story. The president says he's talking to Congress about the next step. House negotiators may tinker with the bailout bill to get more lawmakers on board, but not today. Representatives are off for the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. On the campaign trail, issue number one is the focus for Senators Obama and McCain. At a small business roundtable in Des Moines, Iowa, Republican candidate John McCain said congressional inaction has put Americans and the economy at risk. In a statement this morning, Democratic candidate Barack Obama outlined a provision he says has the potential to broaden support for a bailout plan moving forward. It includes an increase in FDIC insurance for families and small businesses. The congressional ban on offshore oil drilling officially expires after today. The 26-year ban was abandoned in a new spending bill just passed, but don't expect immediate drilling to take place. It could take up to 2 years before leases are awarded for areas off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Well, more than 100 people were killed in a massive stampede in India. It happened at a Hindu temple in the western state of Rajasthan. About 50 others were hurt. Right now, it's unclear what sparked the stampede. Thousands had gathered at dawn to mark the start of a Hindu festival. Innovation may not be the first word that comes to mind when you think of the Vatican, but the Vatican is adopting a new project that will turn a papal auditorium solar. The solar panels should produce enough electricity to light, heat, or cool the hall, avoiding over 200 tons of carbon dioxide or 70 tons of oil every 2 weeks. The Pope will follow up this project in November with a reforestation effort in Hungary. The goal is to counter the Vatican's yearly output of greenhouse gases and make it the first zero-emissions state. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。